Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
All right, imagine this. You're the President of the United States, right?
Mm.
You're in the White House. It's a busy time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yes. No.
I'm just imagining it.
Yeah. What room are you in?
The royal toilet.
See, I went to the royal kitchen.
Yeah, okay.
I was like imagining, yeah. I would, like, if I was El Presidente, I would be like, okay, I want a fridge dedicated to cheeses.
Yeah. Little baby cheeses?
No, big ones.
Oh, okay.
Like massive wheels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You just compulsorily acquire cheese, seize it, have the CIA. Apparently that's the deal with every president gets 3 secret murders from the CIA and 1 huge cheese seizure.
Okay. There you go. Well, I mean, maybe I'll apply. Mm. Bill Clinton. Right?
Yeah.
He was a former president. Bit of a scandal there.
Mm.
Think Bill Clinton, think...
cigars?
Yeah. And also...
blue dresses.
Yeah. Right. Monica Lewinsky. Google it.
Mm.
I mean, if this is new to you, you've got a wild ride ahead of you.
If you are listening and you weren't alive when that happened, holy Jesus.
Like,
I feel old.
I also feel old. For some reason, remember we were talking about my diary?
Yeah.
Day, I remember writing it in my diary, be like, okay, my God, today's big news was that the President Clinton had an affair with Monica Lewinsky. I mean, this is massive.
Wow.
My sad little life.
Check out you being tuned into world politics as a teenager.
Yeah, I was so, well, I got to thank The Simpsons for that. I mean, they really, you know. They really did a lot of pop culture stuff.
Mm, true. I was too busy trying to buy durries from my local milk bar.
Please, sir. Just flick your hair across your face.
This is a real moustache. It's not text.
It's not, I promise. So Bill Clinton, when he left office in 2001, and think about the year 2001 as well, right? It seems like that not that long ago. It was 19 years ago.
I know, right? Crazy, right?
Crazy time. He left the White House and obviously things are a bit tense between him and Hillary, his wife.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. His daughter was away at Oxford, so he really didn't have anyone. Mm. Everyone had kind of been like, okay, we're done with you.
Yeah, you've served your purpose.
Yeah, and we're kind of not interested. We're going to focus on some new stuff.
Yeah.
He didn't really have many friends. He didn't have email.
No.
Which is kind of weird for back then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He didn't have a what they call cell phone or a mobile. So he was hanging out in some part of upstate New York and he had a close aide with him. And his close aide's mate was called Doug.
Okay.
You don't see many Dougs in Australia.
No, Doug the aide.
Doug the aide. Doug Band is his name. Real or not real?
Sounds made up.
Anyway, he had to hang out with him. So he was like,
obliged
come
to,
on, man, okay. let's just sit around my cabin here and we'll have a bit of a chat.
I don't hate that.
Right?
Yeah, not bad,
I could tell.
Mate.
I
well
could
done.
Tell you're pretty impressed.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's like, Doug, there's one thing that I don't know much about.
Nah.
Okay, I lost it.
You know, you did so well to start off with.
He didn't know much about something that everyone kept talking about.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need you to explain it to me.
Okay.
Because I feel like I'm so out of it.
Yeah.
This is all anyone's talking about. It's the TV show Friends.
Okay. Now, you sure he was asking about the TV show as opposed to just Friends as a concept?
Well, yeah. He was asking about the show, apparently. Side note, I hate it when people play this at the club.
What?
Like in full.
What?
Like when bands play it.
Ah.
Yeah. Or even, sorry, I'm going to say it, radio stations play it. It really pees me off.
Are we talking about cover bands again or you?
No, I'm just saying we don't want the whole song played.
We just want the intro.
We just want the intro and then boner. Okay, no one likes the whole song.
Okay, so it's, basically we can get it this far. Cut into clips of episodes.
Now, Doug, what is this about? Why are they jumping in a fountain? I mean, what does the fountain represent? Hang on. So, I've heard the phrase, we were on a break.
Okay, that's it. That's it. That's all
what
we get, yeah?
What does that mean? Yeah. Finn.
So you
don't play me the whole goddamn song. They've made their money. They don't need it.
You don't want the second. You don't want the second verse.
It's just like the anthem. Sorry, I said it.
No she one said wants that, the second not verse. Me. She said that, not me. Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. Grinches have stolen an inflatable Christmas decoration from a Hoppers Crossing property.
No!
Police say the men riding an allegedly stolen scooter rode off with the inflatable dog from Parkside Walk address around 10 a.m. Oh, it was like a week ago. Okay, so it's only kind of coming to light now, but it happened last week.
Yeah.
It's understood the scooter was stolen the day before from a Hoppers Crossing address.
Ugh.
Police have released an image of the men, hoping someone will recognise them. The video, now this is no laughing matter,
yeah,
but the video, quite funny.
Oh, why?
Well, essentially they start next door and there's no front fence kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they just like come along. There's two guys sitting on a scooter. They come along and they go up onto the front lawn.
When you say scooter, sorry, you're talking about like a Vespa?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Sorry, yeah, not like a Razor.
Yeah, I was. that's what I was imagining.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's a much harder getaway.
Oh, my ankle.
That's a much harder getaway, but you can, you know, you can pop some ollies or something.
Yeah.
So anyway, they're on this little motorised scooter, the Vespa style, and they go up onto the driveway, onto the front lawn, and don't stop. They just go straight past this inflatable dog dressed up as Santa.
Oh, and it's like a grab him,
and then they keep riding back out onto the road and off they go. And you see there's footage from a few different cameras out the front of a few different houses of them flying past with this now rapidly deflating Santa Claus dog.
That's not the Christmas spirit at all.
No, it's not. It's really not. And do you know what? They leave the kind of, you know how they have a little motor to keep them inflated?
Yeah.
Right. That
so
disconnects.
What's the purpose? Just to be a P in the A.
Well, they're the kind of people that steal scooters, so,
yeah,
you know, gives you a bit of insight. But it happens. I reckon every year on that Geelong, one of the Geelong Facebook groups, Geelong Breaking and Community News, there's always people like, to the jerks that stole our Christmas lights from the front fence.
Christmas lights,
yeah,
even.
Yeah, or, you know, there's reindeer that we had in the front yard, now they're gone. Big candy canes, they've been stolen.
Santa
it happens.
Stop here signs.
Yep, all that gear. Have you had it happen to you? Have you had your Christmas decorations stolen, specifically from your front yard, but I'll also accept from inside your house?
No, or backyard even.
Backyard. Tanya in Lovely Banks, has it happened to you?
Yes, it has. 2 years in a row, jerks, like you said, jerks, stole our candy cane lights from our front yard.
Okay, so we're talking lights with little candy canes hanging off
lights
them.
Lights with candy canes and they flash and they're actually like you stick them in the ground and they're like, they're probably nearly half a metre high and they're coming like a rows of four and we've got it all around our garden and it looks beautiful up the path and whatnot and they come along and they rip them out of the ground and they just take a row of candy canes. But the thing is, they leave, because the lights go up into the candy cane, so if you really pull them out, the candy cane just leaves the lights behind, if you know what I mean.
Oh, right. Yeah, so it's like a hat. It's the,
Yeah. For the love of God, and then I've got these dodgy-looking, you know, one candy cane, and then a no candy cane, and then two no candy canes, and a candy cane, and fuck OC tree.
Like, yeah.
It just annoys me at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So.
It is.
Okay. And so they've done it. Did they do it this year and last year, or is it two previous years?
No, last year and the year before. We haven't put them up as yet. We're waiting to do that on
the
weekend. Okay.
This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do, Tanya. We're going to set up a sting, right?
Buy a shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Not a shotgun.
No, my God, Tom.
No, don't buy a shotgun.
I was thinking like a camera or something.
Yeah. Okay, I'm out of this immediately. I'm sorry. Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and
Lonnie. So good. K-Rock 955. It's time for this.
Fun fact. Friday, I'm in love. That That's right. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your work friends who aren't your real friends, but it is important that they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're very smart, always full of fun and interesting facts. They must be good at their job.
Boom!
Well done.
Nailed it. Perfect. It is better when you're trying to distract me.
I know.
Because then I get steely resolve and I go into the zone.
Steely resolve. Mm.
I went to school with a guy called Steely Resolve.
What?
Plays in a band now.
Wow.
Lives in a van.
That's a fun fact.
That's a fun
for
fact.
For your Friday.
Steely Resolve. If you see him driving around.
Is he friends with Steely Dan?
Well, no. That would be ridiculous.
Okay, give us the facts.
You want the facts?
I want the facts.
You can't handle the facts.
Okay.
No, you can't handle the facts. They're not that good.
We've lost the plot.
Okay, did you know that if you find your neighbours annoying in Switzerland, you may be able to vote to deny them their citizenship?
God.
Seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
The chicken came after the egg, confirmed.
No.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense.
So birds evolved from earlier egg-laying reptiles. So there were things laying eggs before birds were a thing. Yeah?
Yeah, so that means the eggs possibly... What?
That's what I just said. So the egg.
You said the chicken came first.
I said the chicken came after the egg.
Oh.
That means after.
Yes.
The egg.
Sorry.
So the egg came
really?
First.
Really? Did you say that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Well, I read it word for word here where I've got
right.
it written down.
Right. Okay. Well, then it's me.
Well, that's a surprise. What about this one? In Iceland.
Iceland.
Iceland?
Yeah.
Iceland.
There's a fact for you.
Their Christmases must be awful because children are not visited by Santa.
Oh.
Santa doesn't do Iceland. He's got some helpers there.
Oh.
13 Yuletide lads. If you are a kid in Iceland.
Yeah.
You're visited by 13 Yuletide lads with their names including Stubby, Potlicker, Bowlicker and Window Peeper.
No, what are you reading?
All things I've been called today. And the day is young.
Yeah.
And finally, and this one I think speaks to all of us.
Mm.
Each year, Finland has a national day for failure. People are instructed to embrace defeat.
Okay.
With the words, you'll find your own personal way to do it.
Aw, glorious.
I think, yeah.
Is today that day for you or?
Every day is that day for me.
Okay.
Mate. All right. That's Fun Fact Friday. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's Fun Fact Friday, I'm in love. Wake up fresh daily.
Wake up
fresh daily.
With Tom and Lonnie. So good. K-Rock 955.